Hey, 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 it's time for Spirit Stories. You live in a physical world, but the spiritual world, it's just as real, and it's all around you. And good news, despite what the movies might try to sell you, you don't have to be afraid of it. Spirit Stories is a storytelling podcast where everyday people share their close encounters with the spiritual. Because when we engage the spirit realm alongside God, He uses it to grow and strengthen our faith. And thankfully, you don't have to just take my word on that. So the summer after I graduated college, me and a good buddy went on a long hiking trip. And by long, I mean like 250 miles. Carry everything you need on your back in the middle of nowhere hiking trip. There was a good couple of hours in the middle of that trip where we were dead lost. I mean, nothing on the map, no markings on the trees, and running low on water. It was one of the scariest moments of my life. There's nothing quite as terrifying as being lost and being unable to make heads or tails of exactly where you are and how to get back to something that looks familiar. That's exactly what happened to Sharon. And when she found herself lost, something really remarkable happened.
Hi, my name is Sharon, and this is my spirit story. Back in 1995, I was on vacation with my family, my husband and my four small boys, and my sister, and we were on an island called St. George Island up in the panhandle of Florida. And one morning, my husband went to get a Sea-Doo, and he went over to the mainland to pick it up and rode it back over to where we were staying. And we played on it all day, and it was time to return it. And my husband asked if I would like to ride back with him to take it. And I said, sure. Just to let you know, I had no sunglasses on, no hat, no shoes, just a bathing suit. And so we hop on, and we ride around down along the beach, around the tip to the bayside, and the water became very rough. And we kept spilling over on the Sea-Doo. And so I told my husband, just take me over to the shore, and I'll walk back. And so he took me over to the shore, and he took off, and he circled around, and he came back and said, you know, I just don't feel comfortable leaving you here. I said, oh, John, I'll be fine. I'm just going to shoot across the island and back over to the ocean side and walk up the beach to our condo. So he said, oh, okay, and he took off. I was walking down the beach, and I looked up, and there was this elderly gentleman walking towards me with a long beard. And as he passed, he looked at me and smiled and just kind of nodded and kept on walking. And I thought to myself, where is he going and where did he come from? And so I turned around and he was gone, which kind of freaked me out. Anyway, I went on about the business of trying to get back to my condo, and I'm walking, and all of a sudden the beach ran out, and there was really nowhere to cross over. The grass was really tall, and I was afraid to walk through that for fear of snakes. And then all of a sudden I found myself basically in a jungle. What I later found out is that I was in a 2,300-acre wildlife preserve. I was walking, and I tried to stay close enough to the edge of the water, but there was no beach. I was climbing over logs and broken trees. My feet were starting to get kind of cut up and a little bloody. There's only been a few times in my life that I've been like really scared, and this was one of them. And so I decided to start singing really loudly, thinking that maybe a boat would go by or somebody would hear me. And so I started singing Amazing Grace. Nobody came by. And then I got even more scared, and I looked up, and there was this pink flamingo just standing in front of me, staring at me. And I stared back, and all of a sudden the bird turned from me and hopped a couple steps and stopped and then turned back and looked at me again like, come on, you know. And so I started to follow him. And this went on for like 30, 45 minutes. He would hop a couple steps and then stop and look at me, and I would follow. I can't describe it. I just felt something. I felt for that brief moment that I was going to be okay. I don't know why. I just felt I was going to be okay, that this bird was placed there to take care of me. And then it was gone. So I kept trudging on. And by this time, like I said, my feet were pretty messed up. I'm a redhead. I'm very fair skinned. So I was burnt to a crisp. I had no sunscreen. I kept walking, and finally I sat down on this log with my feet in the water. And I wish I could describe the picture. Like, these trees were very thick, hanging way low to the water. Anyway, I sat there and started to cry hysterically. And I really thought I was going to die. And I cried out to God, if you can do anything, the only wish I have is to see my children one more time. And without a second thought, this loud voice boomed very authoritatively, "Sharon, stand up and turn around." And I stood right up and I turned around, and in the distance I saw tire tracks. Somebody has driven in here. They have driven out. I have a way out. So I started following the tire tracks, and I probably walked on those for almost an hour. It just seemed like eternity. When all of a sudden a Jeep approached, and I ran up to the window and started patting this poor man on his face, thinking that he wasn't real, that he was a mirage. He was actually a park ranger there at the park. He got out and doused me with water and then put me in the Jeep and started asking me questions. And he had asked me how many gators and alligators and snakes I had seen. And I said, none. And he was astonished. And his comment was, there was definitely somebody watching out for you today. He said it was full of hundreds and hundreds of alligators in the swamps, and there were lots of venomous snakes. And then I told him about seeing the bird, the pink flamingo, and he said, there are no pink flamingos on this island. And then I told him about the man, and he was just, he had no answer. He said it was a miracle. That's all he could say, was somebody was watching out for you. I was actually out there for about 5, maybe 6 hours before they rescued me, sometime between 6 and 7 o'clock in the evening. As a kid, I grew up in a church that was, God was not a loving God. He's very punishing. And I was afraid of him. I was told by people in the church multiple times that I was, not as a child, but as I got older, that I was probably going to hell because, you know, I wasn't a good Christian girl or something. I don't know. My perception of God as a child was not a loving perception. And then as an adult, I started dating my husband, and I started going to his church, and I discovered a whole new loving God. But I still thought of him as up there. And when you think about the millions and billions of people in this world and all the problems and all the things going on in this world, I couldn't imagine that he would take the time to take care of little old me. So that was a big eye-opener, that it is true, it says in the Bible, he is here for every single person. He takes care of every single person.
So the voice you heard?
Yes.
Audible voice?
Yes, it was very loud. It was very parental, very authoritative. Sharon, stand up and turn around. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever been chastised as a kid, but you like, okay, and you stand up and do what you're told, you know, and it was a male voice. And I stood up and I turned around, and right then I saw the tire tracks.
That is wild, man. That's so good.
What do you think about the guy that you passed at the beginning of the story?
No, I do not believe it was just a guy. It was something angelic. Then after I got in there, in that jungle, and this bird, I just can't describe the feeling. I just felt like this bird had been sent to me, and that it was an angel in the form of a bird. Guiding me. I really believe that. Sometimes I think I go through life so fast, especially the older I get, that I don't slow down to see or hear or feel the signs. And at that moment, I had no choice. I was out there all alone, desperate, scared. So it wasn't like I was thinking about, oh, what I was going to do when I got home, or going back to work, or what I was going to do the next day with my kids. I was just thinking about surviving. Personally, I get so caught up in daily life that sometimes, you know, I almost need like a knock on the head from God to say, hey, you know, slow down. Listen, I'm talking to you. I mean, I don't think you have to have something drastic like that happen to you, but I think it's a really good reminder for me.
Sharon, what an incredible story. Thank you for sharing it with us. If you have a story you'd like to share, or if you have questions about the podcast, we would love to hear those. interact with us over email, podcasts@crossroads.net. And we understand that some of the stories in this series can be upsetting or can leave you with questions that are difficult to answer. If you have an immediate need, we are here for that too. You can reach out to the concierge service at Crossroads Church via email, hello@crossroads.net. Leave your name, your question, or concern, and if you'd rather have a call back than an email, leave a number where we can reach you. Someone will be in touch shortly. Spirit Storage is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.